Hello, my name is Dr. Nort. But please, call me Cosmo. I'm a doctor of science, and after Oxford, I got involved in an intensive study case discovering structural tendencies within microorganisms, for which I had to travel into the outer orbits of a solar system, light years away from anything familiar. An accident happened. I was sent back to Earth, and now I am blind.
Two attractive women walk down a road. Both have blind sticks. One walks joyfully at a calm pace. The other frowns and struggles over her routine. The grey stone brick buildings alongside the road are glistening in the sunlight after a short heavy shower. There's a red car parked at the left corner of the road and a woman with a pram squeezes past it. Three athletes in colourful sports suits run up a steep hill in the background. Five athletes in different sports suits run downwards and one is carrying a laundry bag.
Ruth, what's written on fruit juice bottles in Braille? You know, those tiny dots and blocks.
If you'd like to come to Braille class.
Excellent. I'm obsessed with dots. In a very broad sense, I must say. It's the geometry of a circle that fascinates me. My favourite dots used to be cells, bacteria, basically everything you can view with a microscope. And since my recent blindness, it's everything I can zoom into with my fingertips. I'm not surprised Braille is all about dots.
The two women walk into a supermarket.
It's similar. It's all about a spherical container. The ultimate simplified shape, filled with function. There's no direction, no up or down. No begin, no end, no loss. Utter perfection. All dots may appear the same to the naked eye, yet all are undoubtedly specified in their purpose.
Please step off.
For instance, what can you say in a few dots of Braille compared to a label full of written text? Like this.
What that says? No, that's nothing.
That's nothing? What does
no.
It says nothing?
No, it's just, it's nothing at all.
Just, it's obviously just,
I don't know, a mark in the glass or...
Sorry. Is it a slightly different one?
No, nothing at all. It's just a mark in the glass, I think.
Yeah.
Most of the brands don't have anything at all. So you know, you pick up a bottle of wine. Okay, you might know it's a bottle of wine, but do you know whether it's a bottle of red wine or... There. Co-op. Cape. Red. And that is all done in separate letters. It's not done with the C-O-O-P and then C-A. A is just one dot. C is two dots. A is one dot. Cape. Red. And then 1.5.
Tiny. It's tiny.
Yeah. This is what happens with people who lose their sight later in life. They have difficulty in feeling it. They will do it mentally, but they do have difficulty reading it.
I don't know which way up that.
That one goes up and down. This goes across. Co-op Cape, white wine, 1.5 litres.
Do you read another thing if you read
it? No, not if you read upside down. It's just rubbish or sideways, you know. But the things that are biggest problems, of course, are tins of, mm-hmm. you know, tin of beans, tin of peas, tin of peaches.
Yeah.
We can open the wrong tin.
And there's no Braille on tins?
Not that I've seen so far. You can mark your own, of course, but... let's go around the... They've got it on their bleach and things like that, you know, perhaps toilet cleaner.
Cooperative dishwasher?
Don't think so. Oh, yes. That's nice. They get a bit squashed, they do, when they're, Aberdeen Angus beef burgers frozen.
Two Aberdeen Angus beef burgers. Scottish Aberdeen Angus beef burgers delicately seasoned with sea salt, cracked black pepper and parsley.
The idea is when you go home, you know, you're undoing your shopping. Oh, good, you know what that is, instead of having to guess what's in that box. You know, have a sniff.
Right.
And that's where it's beneficial, rather than actually, perhaps shopping on your own. Because I don't think, as a totally blind person, you could go shopping on your own and fish around in the freezer for things. Or if you pick up a Cadbury's one, for example,
yeah,
it won't have any. It's just a cardboard box, and it just says, "Well, you don't know." Belgian chocolate roulade. Frozen. Belgian chocolate roulade frozen. Now that's all it says. It doesn't give you any directions.
The cooperative truly irresistible Belgian chocolate roulade. The soft chewy meringue filled with chocolate cream, a rich dark Belgian chocolate sauce, and chunks of dark Belgian chocolate. After defrosting, keep chill and consume within 24 hours. Contact us free phone 0800 086 86 727, 7 days a week.
Smoked haddock, and Gruyère. Fish cakes frozen.
The cooperative truly irresistible two smoked haddock and Gruyere fish cake.
So it just doesn't say the two.
Icelandic caught smoked haddock chunks, blended with mashed potatoes, grated Gruyere cheese, and coated in breadcrumbs.
No, we don't have all that, you see.
Acetones and soya, acetate acid, monounsaturated of fatty acids, vegetable, polyglycerol esters of fatty acids, vegetable, stabilizers, sodium alginate, diphosphate, ammonium carbonate, flavoring, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, soya maize, modified maize, starch, salt, spice, made using a vegetarian rennet extracted from a genetically modified microorganism. This product may splatter during cooking.
And
discount.
We don't have all that. Can't find the right way up. That way, I think. Yes. Co-op stem ginger cookies. Yeah. Co-op stem ginger cookies.
The cooperative truly irresistible stem ginger cookies, chewy stem ginger pieces baked in a melt-in-the-mouth cookie.
Actually, the information is more pure and Braille.
Yeah, it is really.
The two women leave the supermarket. Ruth holds her blind cane plus a bag with a few groceries. Cosmo notices a doorstep a bit late and stumbles her way out, when simultaneously a car howls by which covers her swearing. Some more people are out on the streets weaving a mesh of movements. The three athletes in colourful sports suits now run in a neat row from left to right in and out of view.
So you're in Newport?
Yes, by accident.
They enter Cosmo's house and hang their coats in the hallway.
Let me show.
Ruth takes a little machine out of her coat pocket and starts pushing its buttons.
For driving to 5789.
Every button that you press on it, it speaks.
Let me guess, Ruth. A sound image camera.
I've got one of those.
It's a good little gadget.
Stop.
There's a start.
3 minutes. Cancel. Stop.
Okay.
1 minute 10 seconds. 1 minute 20 seconds. Play. Millhaven, Pebbles Beach, Sunday 18th July 7.
Good?
Yeah, another one.
Next. Play. 10 Christie's Tea Room. 5th of February 9.
The sweetest pink. The curtains are pink. The walls are cream. This is a pattern to carpet. Colours are so difficult in a pattern.
I'm trying to imagine.
There are all these ceramic hobs.
Stop.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah.
Off.
Let me show you some pictures.
Oh.
Hang on.
Cosmo disappears in the back of the hallway and returns with a similar looking little device.
I love equipment, so I've got this sound snapper as well. But the stupid thing is that when you can see, somehow you tend to make photographic pictures easier than audible ones, so I hardly used it when I was in laboratories.
It's such a visual world, isn't it?
Yeah. But just before I left, after the accident, I managed to record some memories.
Come on, biscuit.
Same thing, same name, same file, same name, auto name.
I remember colours because I did have some sight until I was 13.
Oh yeah?
Not full sight, but I did have some sight. So I do remember colours and sort of light and dark and the sun and the moon and trees and things like that. Now I know there are all sorts of different shades and it's very difficult and I might not imagine the right shade, but at least I know it's blue or green or... But I do have some friends who've never ever seen at all. They might like to know what the colour is, but it doesn't mean anything.
Same. 11 a.m.
I don't quite remember.
If you press the bottom left-hand one.
20, 30 seconds. Play.
Ah, here we go.
30th of April, 08. My last day on planet 78656. It has been so great here. I regret I didn't record everything. All the time. You think it's silent here, but you forget about so many specific details you can hear. So many magic coincidences.
Yeah.
I hope when I hear this back, I can feel all the terrific energy, once more. So I don't forget. Here is me, walking outside my laboratory. Feeling tiny. In the great, never-ending space.
I'm putting on my belt here. Whenever you go outside, you have to wear a belt. It's very remote. And you can't hear a thing. Because it's a vacuum in outer space. There's no medium through which sound wave can travel.
This is the wind hitting the piezo microphones on my suit.
It's not particularly windy as we know it here. This is warm. And feels much thicker.
There's no air, no oxygen. There are deformate gas relatives. And different layers of deformative gas have different temperatures, which cause turbulence. So it's quite similar to wind, except this feels much thicker.
Play next. Question mark. 3, 2, 1.
Laboratory.
The laboratory. A huge open plan structure, with as many semi-isolated segments as a cut diamond. We managed to balance out a perfect climate. It was all light and bright. A true masterpiece. And all the brilliant equipment. Numerous devices. An endless song. Anything. We could measure anything.
In the laboratory, we created an artificial biosphere with oxygen, where you could walk around freely, not wearing any specific suits. And sometimes, when somebody wanted to pull a joke during lunch, you would lower the valve of the pressure cabin a bit, so gravity would drop slightly, and all the fruit juices and teas and coffees would raise in their cups and spill. Not the flying drops, you know, from rockets to the moon. Just a bit. Just ordinary canteen mayhem.
That's William.
My colleague brought his pet bird. Always.
And the poor thing survived.
I didn't know I recorded him. Sounds quite happy.
Specialists have spelled out the song of the famous Capercaillie grouse. Sir, how would you pronounce this?
Guggle-up, gullup, glup, glup-up-up, chididdy, chididdy.
Listen closely, everybody. It's a tricky one.
Guggle-up, gullup, glup, glup-up-up, Tsiedede, zisiedede.
Gogolup, golup, grup, grup, pup, stedede, stisedede.
Gogolup, golup, glup, glup, pup, chedede, chits, chedede.
Gogolup, golup, glup, glup, pup, pup, chedede, chits, chedede.
And this is the actual bird! Now you try to recognise which country the imitations come from. Here they are once more. Good luck!
Gogloop, gogloop, gloop, gloop, pop. Gistadeed, dee, sit gistadeed.
Goglop, golop, glup, glupabup. Chedada, shishadada.
Gogloop, gloop, gloop, glupabup. Chedada, shishadada.
Gogloop, golop, glup, glupabup. Shedada, shishadada.
And the right answers were Great Britain, the Netherlands, Belgium, and Germany. Must be French!
The two women sit at a table, a slender half-open bag with groceries next to it on the floor. The room is fairly empty. The curtains are closed. In its fabric are hundreds of moth holes which beam an infinite amount of sunlight sparks on the ceiling, while neon-coloured reduced-to-clear stickers illuminate the shopping. Cosmo holds an avocado in her hands as a centrepiece of her attention.
Gee, that's a small print. Phew, hell of a job.
And rolls the avocado across a wooden table towards Ruth, who picks it up.
Feel this. What does it say?
Ruth carefully holds it in both hands and scans its skin with a finger. In a minute way. Then she sniffs it. She takes her time. She stares to the ceiling while processing her perception.
There's no braille on that.
She smiles and rolls the avocado back with a shroom and continues tuning the radio on her lap.
Ridden up to Italy and also around to some festival because...
of
satellite by a black nova.
Cosmo stares at the ceiling too, whilst closely monitoring the avocado with a fingertip.
So there's no braille on this skin. I'm not convinced. I'm too passionate about microtopes, Ruth. If you zoom in that much, a whole new world opens.
A flashing light marks the dead batteries of the radio.
Let me feel. The punctum on this skin seems to be not in dots, but specks. Suppose this braille is in slang. Ha ha! Now you wait and see!
Ruth frowns. From the bag on the floor, she takes a second avocado but starts to peel it. She tastes it. While fiddling around with a bit of peel, she slowly bends her head 45 degrees to the right. She jumps up from her chair and puts the skin on the record player.
What's the beginning? And what's the end?
Dr. Nort is an Audible comic book by Yobina Tinemats. With thanks to Lucas Simonis, Armeno Alberts, Vepe R.O., Eva Ridge, Jake Holyfield, Dylan James, Frank Nielsman, Gabby Hamelman, Hiroki Nishino, Melanie Eaton, Marit Janssen, Bram Langmans, Martin Vergauen, Patrick de Groot, CEM Studio, Boom, Rotterdam.